Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Truth About Trucking, live, hosted by Alan Smith, a 30-year OTR veteran, business entrepreneur, and motor carrier transportation consultant, specializing in assisting students and new drivers, and pushing forward to raise the standards of the trucking industry. And now, live from beautiful Citrus County, Florida, here's your host, Alan Smith.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Truth About Trucking Live. I'm Alan Smith, and we are back after the holidays. Today is Monday, January 5th, 2009, and I hope you had a great Christmas and looking forward to the new year. Another year has come and gone, and we are ready to start a new year right here on Blog Talk Radio, bringing you assistance and information surrounding the trucking industry. And, of course, our show is in affiliation with our website, truthabouttrucking.com, where you can sign up for our free newsletter and receive our free bonus reports as well. And, of course, we offer our various informational packages for you if you're considering a career in truck driving, where we strive to point you in the right direction and make your trucking career a successful one. Our number, if you'd like to call and share your thoughts or comments live on the air, is 347-826-9170. And our show for this evening is about over-the-counter medications and the hidden dangers that you may not be aware of. So let's start the new year off by understanding these little dangers so we can have a safe new year in the trucking profession. And some of these hidden dangers just might alarm you. You may be one of many who have no idea about these stats when it comes to taking these over-the-counter or OTC meds. For example, did you know that 30 billion OTC drugs are sold each year in the United States, and medication reactions are the fourth leading cause of death in the United States, linked to over 100,000 deaths, over 1 million hospitalizations, and over 2 million severe or permanently disabling reactions every year. And that's just the statistics from hospitals. So if you added in adverse reactions in the outpatient care, that would even make the numbers even higher. And did you know that prescription drugs kill 300% more Americans than illegal drugs? And more than half of our drugs, after being deemed safe by the FDA, are later found to have previously unrecognized medically serious side effects, most of which are dose-related. And did you know that even arthritis and pain relief medications cause 16,500 deaths per year? And every year, more than 100,000 people in the United States alone die from a bad OTC or prescription combination. I mean, can you believe that? Over 100,000 people every year just in the United States. Now, how does this happen? Well, it comes about by two means. One, people not realizing that even these OTC medicines are, in fact, medicines. And two, people mixing over-the-counter drugs with prescription drugs and experiencing a fatal drug combination. Two drugs not meant to be taken with each other, and the side effect is enormous, even leading to death. So now you might say, well, yeah, but that's prescription drugs. But oh no, I'm not going to be talking about solely prescription drugs on tonight's show, nor am I going to be talking about illegal drugs. We all know about that junk. So tonight is about mainly over-the-counter meds, OTC drugs, that you can walk right into the truck stop store and purchase and go back out in your truck and swallow a few Tylenol or antacid pills or Sudafed or cough medicine or whatever. The hidden dangers of over-the-counter drugs, that's what the show is about mainly tonight. And you really need to be aware of any other medications you're taking before you add that little OTC medicine to your body. Because, like I said a minute ago, they may only be over-the-counter medicines, but they are still medicines. And combining OTC meds with prescription meds can lead to deadly consequences. So, I mean, how many of us have been out on the road and have gotten ill? I mean, a bunch, right? Wouldn't you agree? I mean, I know I have. That's life on the road. Everything from a little cold to the flu to worse. I mean, it's bound to happen. In 1992, I had been running for about 3 weeks and was on my way from Virginia to Texas. And before I had left the terminal, I had told my boss that I just wasn't feeling well and didn't think that I would be able to do the run. I just wasn't feeling up to par. But I was his only semi-driver at that time, and it was a really good paying trip, and he just begged me to do it. So I did, knowing the whole time that I was just coming down with something, you know. Didn't know what it was, but I just didn't feel all that great. So before I headed out, I went to the doctor and got some antibiotics to take so I could start fighting whatever it was. Too long ago, I forget what the doctor said, but I had the antibiotics. And I did okay for the first 10 to 11 days or so, but I was having this miserable cough and cold type symptoms, almost like flu type symptoms. So I went into a Petro Travel Center and picked up some cough syrup and cold pills. I figured that couldn't hurt, right? Well, I couldn't have been more wrong. I started taking the OTC meds along with my antibiotics, and let me tell you, about 3 or 4 days later, I was in big trouble. I was coming through Cleveland, Tennessee, and I was trying to make it to Memphis, where I was close enough to family who could come and get me, but I couldn't go on. I was running up on the curbs of the highways and the streets, and it was just terrible. So I somehow pulled into the hospital there in Cleveland, and they had to help me out of the truck, into a wheelchair, and I actually ended up in the hospital for a week, 7 or 8 days. And the doctor asked me, what in the world was I thinking? And I told him that I was just trying to make it to Memphis, which was about 5.5 hours away. And you know what the doctor said? He said, you never would have made it. I was literally 5.5 hours away from death, and he told me that I would have died before reaching Memphis. The OTC medicines that I had combined with the antibiotics had an adverse effect on each other and had resulted in blood poisoning. So this is just a short version of the story, but that was the ultimate result, blood poisoning. 5.5 hours away from dying, and I didn't even know it. And do you know, to this day, now that was back in 92, but to this day, I don't even remember flying home. My relatives had driven up to Cleveland, picked me up, put me on a plane, and I flew back to Oklahoma where my mother picked me up, and I don't even remember any of that to this day. This story came up a while back, and I was saying that I flew to Oklahoma City and my family picked me up, and my mother said, that's not what happened. You flew to Tulsa and I came and got you. Don't you remember? But I don't. Not even to this day, I don't remember any of that, but the hidden dangers of over-the-counter medicines almost took me out. Because OTC drugs can cause big problems, especially if you end up taking them with other meds that you may be on and you're not aware of any side effects, like I was. Even simple little things like antacids can neutralize certain antibiotics. High doses of vitamin E, we like to take vitamins out there, some of us do, so high doses of vitamin E can trigger internal bleeding when taken with certain blood thinning agents. And did you know that even eating a meal can cause problems? If you're taking certain meds for high blood pressure, let's say grapefruit juice can actually intensify the blood pressure meds. And did you know that aged cheeses and even chocolate can turn antidepressants into poisons? And this is just a few examples of known thousands of cross-reactions that pharmacists and doctors know about, and new ones are being added on a regular basis. So do you know what the most common OTC medicine is, the one people use the most? The cough medicines, Robitussin, NyQuil, Vicks Formula 44, and the various cold tablets, specifically those with the ingredient dextromethorphan. Dextromethorphan, taken properly, they're just fine. But in large doses or continual use for trying to knock out that cold or cough, the side effects can be alarming. When taken in large amounts, this dextromethorphan can cause impaired judgment, euphoria, loss of coordination. It can cause dizziness, nausea and vomiting, hot flashes, hallucinations, seizures, coma, respiratory depression, and even death. Not a good thing when driving is your career. Something as seemingly harmless as a cough syrup or cold pill taken wrong or taking too much or taken along with a prescription med that you may be on could lead to all of these. And, you know, thinking back on my years of driving, I see things now that I didn't pick up on during the time. Several years back, I was driving along, and it was about 1 or 2 in the morning, and suddenly I noticed this object running across the floorboard of the truck. It was black, and I thought it was a cat that had gotten in the truck. It was so real. And I actually pulled over on the side of the road and did a search of the truck inside the cab, and I found nothing, of course. But now I know that it was a hallucination, and I had been taking some OTC cough medicine trying to alleviate a bad cough that I had caught while out on the road. So, I mean, weird, isn't it? So this OTC stuff is real medicine, powerful ingredients that you as a driver need to be aware of and most certainly understand any consequences that can arise from mixing OTC meds with any prescription meds you may be taking. Even something as readily available as Tylenol or ibuprofen and aspirin. Did you know that ibuprofen and aspirin taken together can be a deadly combination? And many people believe that hepatitis C is the most common cause of liver failure. But would you be surprised if I told you that it's not hepatitis C, but Tylenol? Tylenol is the most common cause of liver failure. And we're going to continue this right after this short musical break. So stretch your legs, get a cup of coffee, but come right back. Truth About Trucking Live and the Hidden Dangers of Over-the-Counter Drugs. We'll be right back in about 2.5 minutes. Okay, welcome back, everyone. Our phone number is 347-826-9170. Truth About Trucking Live, and we're talking about the hidden dangers of over-the-counter drugs when taken in the wrong amount or with other medications. And we might have a caller here on the line. Well, let me open that up, see if they're calling in or just trying to listen. If you're calling in from area code 606, go ahead. You're on the air.
I was just calling in because I told you I was going to.
I'm sorry?
I said I was calling in because I told you I was going to. This is Trucker Strike from the Twitter.com.
Oh, I see. Okay. You can't listen online? Are you out on the road?
Yeah, I can. No, I'm at home.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just thought some people think they have to listen over the phone, but you can listen any way you like.
I just have a headset and everything. It's a lot easier, and there's 90 million things going on online, so I just figured I'd call in.
Okay, well, I just double-checked then. All right, I'll just put you right back on hold then. You can listen if you like. I appreciate it.
All right. Okay,
bye.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. So just before the break, I had mentioned pain relievers such as Tylenol, ibuprofen, and aspirin. And, yes, you had heard me right. Mixing ibuprofen and aspirin can be a deadly combination. And Tylenol, not hepatitis C, is the most common cause of liver failure. I've always suffered from headaches since my teenage years, so there's usually not a day that goes by that I don't have a headache, and most of the time I have a small headache 24 hours a day, 7 days per week, just something that I've learned to live with. It's when the migraines hit that I have a big problem. So for years and years I took Tylenol. It was the only thing that would stop my headaches other than a prescription painkiller. So I used Tylenol, like I said, for years. Then all of a sudden, I realized that Tylenol was like taking candy. It had no effect on my headaches anymore, and I couldn't figure out why. So I went to a doctor, and he found that my body had grown immune to Tylenol, and it was just like taking candy. Tylenol wouldn't work anymore, so my system had built up an immunity to it. So after trying several things, I finally found ibuprofen, and so far that's still working for me. Aspirin was never an issue because to this day I can't take aspirin. It just makes me too sick to my stomach. So ibuprofen is what I'm taking now. Still working. But even those OTC meds, pain relievers, can cause problems when taken incorrectly. A recent study showed that people taking ibuprofen and aspirin together can boost the likelihood of heart problems, specifically for those people with osteoarthritis. And every year, over 56,000 people end up in the ER from the misuse of Tylenol. And since many truck drivers are smokers, you need to be aware that the FDA published a study about 2 years ago stating that smokers who use OTC painkillers for at least 6 months more than double their chances of dying from a stroke or heart attack. The painkillers actually add to the deadly effect of smoking, so just be aware of that. Now, Tylenol, even taken at the recommended level of dosage, may still cause liver damage, according to a study in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Researchers of this study concluded that people should not take more than 4 grams of Tylenol a day. Now, the main ingredient in Tylenol is acetaminophen. So if this is in the other painkillers, which it usually is, the same problems can arise. And it's because of this ingredient, acetaminophen, that overdoses are the leading cause of acute liver failure. A simple, easy-to-get, over-the-counter medicine, yet very powerful when taken in the wrong way. Now, nearly 1 out of 3 Americans take acetaminophen, the most popular form, Tylenol. And it's just one of hundreds of pain relievers available. What's interesting is that experts believe that acetaminophen causes damage by depleting your body of glutathione. And if you keep your glutathione levels up, then the damage from Tylenol and the others that contain this acetaminophen can actually be largely preventable. Now, why I say this is interesting is because we have actually posted on our blog, AskTheTrucker.com, about glutathione. And we're going to be doing a show about glutathione on Tuesday, January 27th, so I hope you'll join us for that. But if you remember in the blog, I said to remember that name, glutathione. You're going to be hearing more about it in the years to come, and here it is showing up again. Because glutathione is the most powerful antioxidant in the world, and I can't get into all that now, but you'll want to be here for our show on the 27th. So until then, I would urge you, you could go to maxfortruckerhealth.com and read more about it. That's Max, like the name, M-A-X, and then the number 4, maxfortruckerhealth.com, or another site, glutathionebetterhealth.com. And I will add real quickly that you don't want to buy glutathione over the counter. It's the weaker kind, which will really not do much for you. But again, that's for the later show. But here it is popping up again. So now pain, as we all know, is the clue your body is giving you that something is wrong, whether it be a headache, sprained ankle, stomach ache, a nasty cough, whatever. Your body talks to you. It's an amazing piece of equipment. So what do we do when we feel pain or have a sign that something is wrong? We take action to rid ourselves of the pain. And the easiest way to do that, especially when you live out on the road, is we head to the over-the-counter department and grab what we can that shows relieving the symptoms that we have. But just remember that these OTC drugs are real viable medicines. According to the FDA, pain relievers such as aspirin and ibuprofen and acetaminophen products like Tylenol, Motrin, Advil, and Aleve, FDA wants them to have stronger health warnings regarding the risk of liver and stomach problems. And they have even suggested that these products include label warnings for liver toxicity, and that these OTC drugs should also carry the warning concerning stomach bleeding. I mean, this is kind of wild stuff, because this is just OTC meds. So remember, over 500 people die in the U.S. every year from unintentional overdose of acetaminophen, and the main ingredient in these painkillers. That's unintentional. These OTC drugs are drugs, so don't brush them off as something else just because you can get them without a prescription. They are the real deal. Taking them improperly or mixing with other meds that you may be on could kill you. I mean, literally. So it's not due to people misusing them on purpose that kill so many people every year, but the not understanding of how the OTC drug will interact with any other meds that they may be taking. I mean, look at me and my little adventure in Tennessee. I had no idea that the OTC cough meds, along with the antibiotics I was on, would bring me to 5.5 hours from dying. So, you know, hey, we're not all doctors. I didn't know. So I just want you to be aware of what you're taking and what you're mixing. It's very important. And it could be things that you never even think about. Sometimes you may have trouble getting that sleep you need out on the road. Maybe you're just starting out and you're not used to that engine running or that reefer going on and off beside you or that cattle truck sitting beside you or whatever the reason. So you decide to run in the store and grab a few Somanex or those sleep aids like the PM stuff to help you sleep. And that's all fine and dandy, taken at the right doses and used correctly. But did you know that even these seemingly harmless sleep aids, when taken the wrong way, can actually lead to extensive drowsiness and even bring about a disorder known as narcolepsy, which is characterized by short sleep episodes and sudden and abrupt weakness in the arms and legs. Even motion sickness pills such as Dramamine, taken in large doses, can cause hallucinations. Over-the-counter stuff, it's still real medicine. I mean, the more I study this, it just amazed me. OTC drugs can cause all of this stuff when taken improperly. Take a look at the cough meds again. Many of these cough medicines contain, remember that ingredient, dextromethorphan, as I talked about earlier, or DXM. It's easier to say DXM, as it's known by its abbreviation. The Drug Enforcement Administration actually classifies DXM as a drug of concern, because if misused again, it can be very dangerous. And in fact, did you know that this DXM is a synthetic drug that is chemically similar to morphine? I mean, morphine. And it's been added to cough syrups and some cold meds since the 1970s. Now, some store chains and drug stores are restricting access to products containing this DXM and to limiting the amount that one can purchase at any time. And this is OTC stuff, no prescription needed. Remember, even though they are OTC drugs, they are still drugs. And even the little antacid pills, pretty harmless, wouldn't you think? Antacids used improperly can actually worsen the very condition you're trying to remedy. Antacids contain toxic ingredients, such as aluminum, and, of course, the artificial colors and sweeteners, which not only disrupts digestion, but they also alter the structure and function of the cells that line the stomach. And additionally, taking too much of an antacid over a short period of time or using antacids frequently over a long period of time has actually shown to cause harm to the heart, kidneys, and even the bones. So as a professional driver, be aware of the side effects of these OTC medicines. Just read the labels, and if taking prescription meds at the same time and you're not sure, call your doctor or pharmacist before combining the two. You remember back on October 2003 when that Staten Island ferry pilot crashed his ferry into a dock and killed 11 people? Remember that? His name was Richard Smith. Of course, his name had to be Smith, but Staten Island, remember? Well, it was later discovered that he had passed out at the controls after taking a combination of two medicines, Tramadol, which was a prescription medicine for pain, and Tylenol PM, an over-the-counter med for sleep aid, as we all know. So guess what? Combining the Tramadol with Tylenol PM had an adverse effect on each other, and it just knocked them out cold. And I don't know if that really made the news that much, but that's actually what had happened. And he ended up crashing into the dock, as I said, killed 11 people, combining a harmless over-the-counter drug with a prescription drug. And, you know, he didn't know. How many of us don't know the side effects? We assume these OTC meds are safe, and they are when taken in the right dosage and used properly. But we have to know the side effects, especially when combined or mixed with other medications, both over-the-counter and prescription. So let's take a short break, whatever you need to do, and I'll be right back to continue the wrap-up of tonight's show right here on Truth About Trucking Live. Back in just a few minutes. Again, I'm Alan Smith, and this is Truth About Trucking Live, and we have been talking about the hidden dangers of OTC medicines and important factors you need to be aware of, especially while out on the road. Appreciate everybody in the chat room being here and all the nice comments. I appreciate it more than I can ever express to you, but I sure do appreciate you being here. As we all know, the brain controls everything the body does. The spinal cord carries messages between the body and the brain, and together they make up the central nervous system. And some OTC and prescription drugs slows down the central nervous system, while others speeds up the central nervous system. And people who accidentally or purposely abuse OTC or prescription meds actually hand over the control of their bodies to the drug. That's basically what they're doing. And as we've been discussing, do so sometimes with dangerous consequences. When a doctor prescribes medications, he or she knows the patient's weight, warns of the side effects, and prescribes a specific dose and form of the drug. That's what doctors do. When we buy the medication over the counter, we many times know none of this, the side effects and so forth. Emergency room doctors see many patients who have taken the wrong dose of a prescription drug or mixed over-the-counter medication with prescription drugs, as I've been pointing out on tonight's show. And we haven't even touched on alcohol. We all know about alcohol, and as professional drivers, it's a big no-no. But what about when you're shut down for the weekend, time to relax and get away from the truck for a while? Nothing wrong with that. I mean, you've got to have a life outside of trucking, right? So you may go and have a few beers or whatever. You're shut down for the weekend. And I want to point out that, again, even with just OTC meds, alcohol can have very serious effects. I keep reiterating that even though they are OTC drugs, they are still drugs. And alcohol is especially dangerous when mixed with medicines, as most of us know. Alcohol slows the heart and respiratory system and changes the way messages travel in the brain. And alcohol can also intensify the effects of drugs in the body. Mixed with certain painkillers or depressants, alcohol can slow down the breathing, cause respiratory failure, and even death. And you have to remember that many over-the-counter medications are, in fact, a combination of drugs and should never be mixed with other medications or alcohol. For example, when cough syrup containing that depressant dextromethorphan, you know, the DXM that I talked about earlier, when it's mixed with alcohol, the cough syrup will only strengthen the other effects of the alcohol, which is slowing the reaction time, which only adds to the possibilities of having an accident. And, of course, again, we all know about alcohol, but the problem that causes over 56,000 people a year to be rushed to the ER and over 30,000 reported overdoses per year and over 100,000 deaths per year combined is a simple fact of not understanding the side effects of mixing OTC drugs with other OTC drugs or combining OTC meds with prescription meds or with alcohol and so forth and on and on. So should you stop taking Tylenol and ibuprofen and Vicks 44 and Robitussin and Advil and all these other things? Well, absolutely not. Just know and understand that too much, taking more than the recommended dose, mixing it with prescription medications, all of these factors, just understand what you are taking together. Before you take any OTC medication along with any other meds you may be on, just know the answer to the question, what, if any, are the drug-to-drug interactions? And if all you're taking are OTC meds, then understand and be certain about the recommended dosage. And don't take for granted that little antacid or pain pill. Mixing medications over the counter or prescription can lead to deadly consequences. Even though they are just OTC drugs, they are still drugs. And over 200 million people every year take OTC meds. Now, I put that to the calculator, and that equals out to over 8 billion pills being taken every year, 8 billion. And there are over 30,000 overdoses reported yearly, and painkillers, cold and flu remedies, over the counter, over 56,000 ER visits per year, and over 500 deaths per year from over-the-counter medications, not mixed with anything else, just OTC meds. So let's wrap all this up. Where am I going here? What are the three biggest mistakes that you want to be aware of so nothing bad will happen to you? You've got a family that cares about you, people that care about you. So what are the three biggest mistakes to take note of? Mistake number one is mixing OTC drugs with prescription drugs. And mistake number two is taking too much pain reliever. And mistake number three would be not knowing the side effects. And there's four things that you can remember in order to avoid drug-to-drug interactions. One is just thoroughly read the labels of all over-the-counter and prescription medicines. Without reading the label, you may be taking the incorrect dosage and overlooking potential serious side effects. And again, even though they are just OTC meds, they're still meds. And second thing you can remember to avoid drug-to-drug interaction is to make sure you know the benefits as well as the potential risk of both prescription and over-the-counter meds that you're taking. Look specifically for the section called warnings on the labels of the over-the-counter medicines. It's there for a reason. And number three is talk to your doctor or pharmacist before taking any new medication, prescription or over-the-counter, and ask whether it's safe to take the new medicine with other over-the-counter medicines or prescription meds, vitamins, or herbal products that you may be taking regularly or even occasionally. And also keep a record listing both your over-the-counter and prescription drugs, and make sure you share it with your doctor and your pharmacist. And finally, number four, a key thing to remember is, if at all possible, just use one pharmacy for all of your family's prescription and yours and over-the-counter medication needs, because this will ensure that your complete history for the meds you're taking or have taken is all in one place, and that makes it just so much easier for record keeping. Now this acetaminophen, as we talked about earlier, remember the Tylenol, the ibuprofen, the aspirin, it's a safe and effective pain reliever that benefits millions of consumers every year, we know that. However, just know that taking too much could lead to serious liver damage. And there are about 600 products that contain this acetaminophen, including cough and cold products and sleep aids, like we discussed. And this dextromethorphan, this DXM, the ingredient found in many cough syrups, is safe when taken properly. But just remember, its characteristics are chemically similar to morphine. And I just found that, like, just boggled my mind. I couldn't believe it. But drug interactions may make your drug less effective. It can cause unexpected side effects or increase the action of a particular drug. And some drug interactions, as we've discussed, obviously can be very harmful. So reading the label every time you use a non-prescription or a prescription drug and taking the time to learn about drug interactions could very well be very critical to your health. And you can reduce the risk of a potentially harmful drug interaction and side effects with a little bit of knowledge and common sense. And there's three interactions you should be aware of. The first one is drug-to-drug interactions. And these type of interactions obviously occur when two or more drugs react with each other. And this drug-drug interaction may cause you to experience an unexpected side effect. And as another example, mixing a drug you take to help you sleep, and these type of drugs are sedatives. So if you took a drug like a sedative and mixed it with a drug you take for like allergies, which is an antihistamine, mixing those two together can slow your reactions way down and make driving very dangerous. a lot of people with allergies having trouble going to sleep. So, but you have to remember, a sedative and an antihistamine can be a very dangerous combination. So just read the labels. Another interaction is drug food or beverage interaction. And this is an interaction that results from drugs reacting with foods or beverages. And, for example, as we all know, mixing alcohol with some drugs can cause you to feel even more tired and slow your reactions even further. So that's an example of a drug-food-beverage interaction. And a third interaction is a drug-condition interaction, which may occur when an existing medical condition makes certain drugs potentially harmful. So, for example, one I looked up is if you have high blood pressure, you could experience a very dangerous side effect if you happen to just take something as simple as a nasal decongestant. So those two things, I mean, there's hundreds of them, and it's just so easy to walk in and grab something like I did in Tennessee or when I was running that trip. All I knew was the doctor gave me antibiotics, and I knew it was helping me, like I said, and but I just couldn't get rid of this flu symptom and cough. And so I grabbed that syrup, and boom, there I was, almost died from it. So these interactions are just amazing when you study it, and just have to be really very careful. And I mean, it's easy to grab something over the counter when you're out on the road and not feeling well. So I've done it and, again, nearly died from it. So read the label. Know any possible side effects. And if you're not sure, call your doctor or pharmacist. And I'll say it again. Even though they are OTC drugs, they are still drugs. So know what you're taking and the possible side effects. And let 2009 be a safe year for your driving career. So that's just some important message I just wanted to get across and share what had happened to me in Tennessee to let you know that it is real and it can happen. Came very, very close. And so I appreciate everybody being in the chat. I'll pull it up here and just see everybody chatting away. And, of course, we have our guest there on the line listening, so I appreciate her being here. And we'll be back. So join me next time on Truth About Trucking Live. That'll be Tuesday, January 13th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I had to change the show for something that had come up, but I believe we're going to be talking about the Trucker's DAC report. And I changed it for one reason, because I get a lot of questions and emails about the DAC report. And a lot of the veterans know this. Some of the newcomers coming in are just learning about the DAC. So I decided to do a show about that. So that's next Tuesday, January 13th. And hope to see you there. And be sure to bookmark us right here at Blog Talk Radio and add us to your favorites. I appreciate it. And if you're looking for the best trucking information available, be sure to check out our website, truthabouttrucking.com, and sign up for our free newsletter and free bonus reports, and join us on our blog at askthetrucker.com. We like seeing everybody there and everybody mingling and discussing and talking together, helping everybody out the best everybody that we can. And if you would like to know my choices for the best truck driving jobs, check out truckdrivingjobslist.com. And it's not just another list of trucking companies or more meaningless material from some trucking forum where everybody can, even recruiters and dispatchers, can write anything they want. But my picks for the best trucking companies and truck driving jobs across the lower 48 states, based on actual research, experience, and employment statistics and so forth. So truckdrivingjobslist.com, only from Truth About Trucking. So appreciate everybody being here. I'm going to be updating, probably be doing some updating on our books and our bonus reports. We probably all have heard that Snyder is no longer accepting students for training. Don't know for how long. At first I had heard that that was just going to be until the first of the year, but I think they're prolonged that. So Some of the bonus reports that you know that you can get for free, of course, are going to be updated here pretty soon. I'll be working on that. So the new year is here, and others will try to copy us, but we are the first and original Truth About Trucking, and we will continue in our fight to raise the standards of the trucking industry. So until next time, for Truth About Trucking Live, I'm Alan Smith. Drive safe. And again, thanks everybody for listening. Be careful out there.
Well, I've been driving these rigs since 79. Never got a ticket, never crossed the line. Dinner's on the table, but I'll just have to wait. I've got to get it going, have to load the freight. I was running through Atlanta doing 58 when a four-wheeler cut me off, so I slammed my brakes. Well, the truck went left, but the trailer threw right, and I saw my life flash before my eyes. I said, Lord, have mercy on the trucking brand. Nobody understands. Trying to make a living, running the road, loving my family from the telephone. I was fighting on the wheel, and the next thing I know, I hit the sidewall, and over the top I go. Falling so fast, I had no time to scream. Knowing if I was alive or dead. Highway patrol said, let me give you a hand. Then he laughed and said, son, I bet you need to change your pants. I said, Lord, have mercy on the trucking brand. Nobody understands. Just trying to make a living, running the road. $10,000 fine, and your CDL is gone. You better call your mama, tell her to come take you home. 3 million miles and never a glitch, and the four-wheeler only got a slap on the wrist. I said, Lord have mercy on me. Lord have mercy on me. Running the road.